Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1382. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas Moshe Doif, Bemer Baron Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Basrem Moshe and Lirfur Shalemi Yehudis Chava Basli Bar Nimna. Getting back to a malacha, Mechatech, measured cutting. Okay, so an interesting question was brought to my attention. Not a question, but a way of looking at something. But be it as it may, a lot of times, we've spoken about this in the past. Somebody tears toilet paper, right? So as we all understand, everybody has to cut their toilet paper before Shabbos, right? We always mention, and we'll keep on mentioning, everybody has to have that list of all the things to do. One of the things is cut the toilet paper, cut the paper towels, whatever it is. Everything has to be pre-cut, ready, cut the floss. I'll throw that in also. We've been talking about floss in our Machatech. You have to make sure your floss is cut if you use a string. Everything should be cut and prepared, everything before Shabbos. Of course, you have a list like this. A person doesn't say, well, how am I supposed to remember everything? You have it all written down. You go right down the list every week. Okay. So now the question is, let's say somebody forgot to cut the toilet paper, or they're possibly in a place where the toilet paper was not cut, right? They're by somebody else's house, whatever the case is, they got stuck in. But the kids are mice, and make it a long story short, they got stuck in the bathroom and they now have to cut the toilet paper. What are they going to do? I mean, they're stuck, they can't go out, right? So the question is, so we've spoken about in the past, so what's the problem with toilet paper? Let's backtrack. We said that's possibly two problems. Number one, first problem, which is the problem that's worse, is kareya, tearing. Tearing, kareya manas lasakin, tearing for a constructive purpose. I have a roll of toilet paper, I tear it, now I have a usable piece of toilet paper. I can't use it while it's on the roll, right? I now have a usable piece of toilet paper that I could now use. Okay, so you're tearing for a constructive purpose. So that you're not allowed to do. That's the Isser, that's one of the Lamentes Malachas of Kareya, tearing when it's being done for a constructive purpose. That's the Malacha of Kareya, tearing. Okay, so we spoke about in the past, so that you're not allowed to do. So what do you do if you're stuck? A person gets stuck in this place or whatever, or they forgot to cut, whatever it might be. So we said the person would be allowed to cut it with a shinoi. Let's say you use your elbows, you have the roll of toilet paper. You take your elbows and, you know, on a hard surface on the sink or wherever it might be, you just with your elbows cut a few pieces, whatever you're going to need. And like this you're doing with the shinoi, with a change, not the regular way that you're doing. With your elbows is a real change in cutting it. That still can't be done. But since it's what we call covered habrias, a person stuck in the bathroom, they can't leave at that point, so they don't have a choice. It's called covered habrias, meaning, right, if you want to call it a disgusting situation, which they really can't get out of. We're not going to get into all the various ins and outs of it, but be it as it may, there's a real case of what we call, quote-unquote, covered habrias. And So then we let you do this malacha could be done with a change, with not in the normal way, which is using one's elbows or some other type of shinoi. In general, we tell people using elbows is what's counted now. But the question is, so that's as far as the tearing. Fine. So now I have it's not a deraisa. It is a deraisa to tear it regular, but now since I'm using my elbows, so now it becomes a derabanan. So this derabanan, covered abrius, we say it's okay. Now, but the question is, what about mechatech? He cutting something down to size, and that is a dioraisa. Cutting something down to size is a dioraisa. Okay, so lemaisa, I mean, some sfarim look at it different ways, but it was brought to my attention, if you think about it, regular toilet paper, I mean, in general, even though you have perforated lines, but a person is not really makbid. What is mechatech? Let's backtrack again. What is mechatech? A person has to have a kavana, a specific size. I need 2 inches. I need 3 inches. I'm cutting skin to make a garment. I'm cutting skin to make shoe. I'm giving you an example. What's the case in the Shulchan Aruch? I need 6 feet. I need 3 inches. I need whatever. I need a specific size. I mean, if you think about it, when it comes to toilet paper, I really don't need a specific size. LMI what? It's pre-cut on the perforated lines. So you'll say, well, I'm cutting it over there. That's good for me. Yeah, but that's only the fact that you're cutting it over there, that you're pulling it apart on the perforated line, is only because of the fact that it makes it easier to pull apart. But that's not because you want a specific size. Even a person will say, well, I always use 3 squares. I always use 2 squares or whatever the case might be. But that's because it's a square. It just makes it easy. And if you'd have half a square, 2.5 squares, I mean, nobody's really going to, you know, go crazy over that half square. This is, it's toilet paper. It's toilet paper. Nobody's really so machbid. And you know, whatever. It gets thrown out, gets flushed down, whatever. Okay, so now the question is, but there's an interesting way of looking at it, actually from Rav Tuvi Goldstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that he wanted to say that possibly you could say that since where it's perforated, there's less paper over there. Since there's less paper, because it's perforated, there's holes, right? So there's actually less paper. So it comes out that there's less kareya, comes out that there's less tearing. When you tear the square in the middle, so now you're tearing two pieces of paper, right? I have a square, and I tear it down the middle, the square of the toilet paper, I tear it down the middle. So now I have two pieces that I tore, paper from paper, but when you tear it on the perforated line, so we said there's no machatech, fine, so we'll tell you there's no, I'm not so worried about the size or whatever the case is, size, shape, whatever, it's toilet paper, so fine, so now we'll tell you, no, better to, when you're doing it with your elbows, right, again, only case in time, person got stuck, if you didn't get stuck, you can't do it, you can't rely on that, you have to cut it before Shabbos, but if person got stuck, so we'll tell you, use your elbows, fine, that's the shinoi, and now when you pull it apart, actually on the perforated line. You pull it apart with your elbow on the perforated line, which is much easier to do, right? If you think about it, you take your elbows and you try and pull apart toilet paper in the middle where's the square and there's not perforated lines, so that's much harder because you got to pull and push. But if it's on a perforated line, it goes much easier. And also, right, so also now is less kareya, there's less tearing because there's less paper. If you think about it, in the perforated lines, there is less paper that's connecting the two pieces, the two squares together. So it comes out, machatech, we're not worried about it. There's no measured cutting. It's toilet paper. Who cares? And that's number one. And number two, als kareya, yeah, you can't tear it. So we're using a shinoi. We tell you with the shinoi, with the change, you're doing it with your elbows, try to do it, which is probably easier to do on the perforated lines. Like this, you have less tearing. There's less paper actually being torn apart because of the perforation and there's actual holes over there. Therefore, there's less paper being torn apart. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Brocha Kol Tov.